What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time for us to take this morning's look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. In Panama, 20 deaths have been registered by COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. This is indicated by the epidemiological report to the Ministry of Health of Wednesday. With this new figure and the update of a death from an earlier date, the total number of deaths since the pandemic began in the country is 7,773. The report adds that 23,137 tests were carried out, of which 6,081 were positive, and that is 26.2%. There are a total of 53,714 active cases, of which 52,937 are in home isolation and 777 hospitalized. Those in isolation, they're divided into 52,723 at home and 214 in the hospital hotels. There are 692 patients in the wards and 85 in the intensive care units. A legislative subcommittee was formed on Wednesday to analyse Bill No. 625, which establishes the figure of asset forfeiture in the country. This was arranged on the first day of discussion of the aforementioned project in the Government, Justice and Constitutional Affairs Commission of the National Assembly. The subcommittee will be chaired by Deputy Roberto Abrego, who will be accompanied by his colleagues Crispiano Adames and Juan Diego Vasquez. The subcommittee was not given a specific deadline to complete the analysis of the project. During the session, the PRD deputy, Victor Castillo, who chairs the Legislative Commission, said that they will give all the time possible for the debate of this initiative. The bill on asset forfeiture establishes a legal framework that allows the state to recover assets acquired illegally, strengthening the mechanisms for the administration of justice, explained Jonathan Riggs, Secretary-General of the Ministry of Public Security, during the presentation of the bill. This tool has been integrated into the legislation of other countries, such as Honduras, El Salvador, Colombia, and Mexico, depriving organized crime of its financial resources and eliminating its ability to expand, added Riggs. In the opinion of the Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino, there is a willingness to endorse the project, which he presented to the National Assembly on the 28th of April of 2021. Many do not like this law. We're going to have to press hard. What we do know is that this law is needed in Panama, said Pino. He added that the power that organized crime has, it's been very great. So this project seeks to reduce its financial muscle. It's not a law for the sake of it. We believe that the law will be important, he remarked. The official warned that if Panama does not take this step, the consequences could be fatal. On December the 21st of 2010, it was publicly announced that Editor of Panama America, SAR, which we know as EPASA, had been acquired by a business group made up of Moises Levy, Henri Mitsurachi Cohen, Alberto S. Ganazzi, and Ricardo Chanis Correa. Thus, the print media, El Panama America, Critica, and Dia a Dia became the material object of a set of financial transactions that would give rise to the new business case, for which the public ministry charged dozens of people due to their alleged involvement with a money laundering scheme that was supposedly behind the purchase of EPASA. The notion of prescription of criminal action refers to the time limitation that the state has to demand responsibility for a crime. The main crime for which the new business process is carried out is money laundering, which according to Article 254 of the Penal Code has a minimum sentence of 5 years in prison and a maximum of 12 years. In accordance with Article 2 of Law 35 of 2013, the statute of limitations for this class of crimes is equivalent to the maximum sentence, in this case 12 years. According to Article 168D of the Judicial Code, applicable to the new business case due to being developed in a mixed inquisitional system, the period of prescription of the criminal action is interrupted by the issuance of the indictment. In other words, the prescription of the new business case would be interrupted when Judge Baluisa Martinez, head of the Third Criminal Court, issues her summons to trial. This subjects the new business process to calendar pressure. The electoral jurisdiction is a shield that candidates and some officials of party organisations have to protect them from actions that could affect their electoral rights. Panama's criminal electoral jurisdiction is one of the most generous in the world, since it includes candidates in the internal elections of political parties and the top executives of those parties. Thus, Article 259 of Law 247 of October the 22nd of 2021 says in its first paragraph the following, quote, "The criminal electoral jurisdiction is the right of presidents, vice presidents, secretaries, and general undersecretaries of legal constituted parties, candidates, electoral delegates, electoral entities of political parties, members of electoral corporations, electoral officials and liaisons, so as not to be investigated, detained, arrested, or prosecuted in criminal, police, or administrative matters, provided that the latter involve the imposition of a custodial sentence of freedom, without the express and prior authorization of the electoral administrative courts, except in the case of flagrante delicto," unquote. Although the electoral legislation establishes a procedure to lift the jurisdiction, the mechanism is bureaucratic, since it implies the reasoned request, the transfer to the affected party, the decision of the Electoral Administrative Court, and, in case of appeal, a final decision of the three magistrates of the Electoral Court. The process of lifting the criminal electoral jurisdiction could take 30 days or more. The good news is given by Article 268 of the Electoral Code, which establishes that once the jurisdiction has been lifted within a process, it's not necessary to request it again due to new electoral days. The formal objective of judicial resources and procedural guarantees, such as the criminal electoral jurisdiction, is the protection of the rights of the prosecuted or accused. In practice, these legal institutions exercised in Panama cause delays in the judicial process. The use and abuse of means of challenge and other procedures is a way of facilitating the prescription of the case. Regarding a new business case, the statute of limitations would expire on December the 21st of 2022, plus the periods in which the Supreme Court of Justice suspended the deadlines for judicial proceedings due to the COVID-19 pandemic. These suspension periods were from March the 16th of 2020 to May the 17th of the same year, and later from January the 4th of 2021 to January the 13th of the same year. All these terms that were decided by agreements of the plenary session of the Supreme Court of Justice must be added to the date of the 21st of December 2022. Now, this would put the prescription of the new business case approximately in March of 2023. If Judge Martinez issues her trial order before that term, there would be no risk of prescription. But the first thing she must do is complete the intermediate hearing suspended by the criminal electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrichello. In the last 24 hours, some 205 people were apprehended by the security forces as part of the so-called Operation Genesis 2022 that takes place at the national level. Now, these arrests, 122 for warrants, 57 for administrative offences, 14 for flagrante delicto, and 12 for micro-trafficking, the National Police reported. In these operations, 60 raids were carried out, resulting in the seizure of 12 firearms, 363 rounds of ammunition, seized money, $870, two vehicles and a boat recovered. According to the police, some 17 foreign citizens who did not meet the immigration requirements were placed under the orders of the corresponding authorities. In addition, as part of this operation, the National Directorate of Traffic Operations issued a total of 1,996 infractions. Among these, 651 for speeding, 33 for inadequate lights. Operation Genesis 2022 began on the 7th of January and will go right through till the 18th of April. On Sunday the 3rd of April, the Day of Good Actions will be celebrated, a day in which doing good is the most important thing. This is an event that will take place simultaneously in 108 countries, and this year will be the 7th time that Panama participates. After being suspended because of the pandemic in 2020 and being held virtually in 2021, Good Deeds Day will return this year in person and hopes that thousands of Panamanians will take the initiative to carry out a good deed that helps others from anywhere. As part of the event, a family festival is planned to be held in Panama Pacifico, and more details will be announced in the coming days. Citizens who wish to participate in this day through different causes, such as cleaning beaches in favour of the environment or donating blood to save lives, can consult the page pontinalgo.com, which will be updated periodically with new initiatives to join us during the Good Deeds Day. It is important to highlight that any good deed that is done this day must be registered in a form on the website buenaaccionespty.com or through an email address to buenaaccionespty@gmail.com in order for it to be accounted for, and in this way the impact of the event at the national level can be measured. The initiative was founded in 2007 by Israeli businesswoman and philanthropist Shari Arison in order to highlight the importance of helping others to create a better world. Today, it's a global initiative joined by various organizations and companies to carry out actions aimed at building a better society. And lastly, more than 1,000 athletes whose ages range between 18 and 80 years will see action this Sunday, the 6th of February, in the Ironman 70.3, which will take place on the Amador Causeway and the coastal strip of the capital city. According to the organisers, the bulk of participants who have registered come from Colombia, United States, Costa Rica, Ecuador and, of course, Panama. Rina Aguirre, General Coordinator of the Organising Committee, confirmed that the event grants qualifying places for the Ironman 70.3 World Championship to be held in St. George in Utah on the 7th of May. The competition will start at 6:30 a.m. with the swimming test, in which the athletes will have a travel of 1.9 kilometres boarding the waters of the Pacific Ocean, specifically within the banks of the Panama Canal. The transition area from swimming to cycling will be in the vicinity of the Biomuseum. Then the athletes will pedal a 90-kilometre route, which will go from the causeway in Amador through the coastal beltway 1, 2 and 3, returning to the top of Multicentro Vehicular Bridge and ending at the Biodiversity Museum, Biomuseum. Finally, the running stage will start from the causeway and will cover three 21-kilometre laps to Isla Flamenco, returning to the transition area to start the second and final lap. And that's it. There's our look. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.